Hello, my name is Percy,
Hello.
and I'm calling. Hi, and I'm calling from Metro Research. And today we're conducting a poll on people's opinions towards public affairs and current events. So are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Am I currently what?
Yeah, are you currently registered to vote at this address? Like, is the person I'm calling registered to vote?
I'm sorry, I don't know what you're saying.
Oh, are you registered to vote?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So are you registered as like a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
Independent.
Independent? All right, thank you. So as things stand now, how likely would you say you're to vote in the August 2024 primary election for a county mayor and other offices? Or would you say you're like almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Are you not likely to vote?
I'll
Almost
vote.
certain?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. Thank you. So, would you mind sharing your age, or would you like if I give you categories and you tell me which one you fit in?
No, I can share my age. It's 83.
83. All right, thank you. So, as you may know, in South Florida, the media describes people as either Black or African American, Anglo, white, Hispanic, or Asian. So, how would you describe yourself?
I'm a Cuban, white.
Cuban? All right. So generally speaking, do you feel that things in your area of Miami-Dade County are headed in the right direction or in the wrong direction?
In some things, I think it's headed in the right direction. In others, it's not.
All right. So would you say maybe it's like a mix then? Like a neutral
Yeah.
kind of? All right. Thank
Yeah.
you. So now I'd like to ask you about your kind of impressions of some people and organizations that you may have heard of. And as I read each one of these, if you could please tell me if you either have like a very favorable opinion, a somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable opinion, a very unfavorable opinion, or if you have like no opinion, like if you can't rate them or if you don't really know them, you can also mention that. So the
Okay.
first one is James Reyes.
I don't know.
All right, no worries. What about Alex Otaola?
No, don't know.
Joe Sanchez? Joe Sanchez?
What is he, there's a lot of Sanchez's. Which one is he?
If you don't know him, that's totally fine, but I can look him up for you as of right now.
Okay, I don't know.
All right. Well, it says Joe Sanchez is a interesting. He is a candidate for the New Mexico member of the New Mexico House of Representatives elections. So he's part of the Democratic candidate.
I have no
Election
idea
3.
who he is.
All right. No worries. All right. So don't know. So what about Ron DeSantis?
I have a very bad opinion of him.
All right. So would that be very unfavorable then?
Very unfavorable.
All right. Thank you. What about Rick Scott?
Very unfavorable.
Manny Sid?
Who?
Manny Sid?
I'm not really familiar. I have no opinion.
All right. No worries. Joe Biden?
Yeah, I like him.
All right. Would that be like somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very favorable.
All right. Very favorable. So what about
I'm sorry, you broke up. Which one?
Rosie Cordero Stutz?
I didn't get that. What?
Rosie Cordero Stutz?
I have no idea who she is.
All right, no worries. What about Marco Rubio?
I don't like him.
Would that be
Unfavorable.
very unfavorable then?
Yes.
All right, thank you. What about Donald Trump?
I'm not crazy. I'd rather vote for a tree.
All
So it's
right, Joe.
extremely unfavorable.
All right. What about Joe Martinez?
Joe Martinez, unfavorable.
Barry?
No, just
Or somewhat.
unfavorable. Yeah.
All right. What about Daniela Levin Cava?
I like her. Very favorable.
Very favorable. All right, thank you. And lastly, what about Debbie Mercassell Powell?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
I would say more than somewhat. You know, I like her.
All right. Would you say, all right, very favorable then, maybe?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. So how would you rate the way Daniela Levine-Cava is handling her job as mayor of Miami-Dade County? Would you say it's like excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
All right, thank you. So if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Joe Biden, the Democrat, who do you think you'd vote for?
Joe Biden, for sure.
For sure. All right. Thank you. So if the election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today and the candidates were Manny Cid, Daniela Levine-Cava, and Alex Otaola, who do you think you would vote for?
Cava.
All right. Like 100%. Like you would definitely vote for her?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. So if the election for a county mayor were held today and the candidates were Manny Cid, Daniela Levine-Cava, and Alex Otaola, who do you think you'd vote for?
Again, Cava.
All right, thank you. So as you may know, there's also going to be some amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. So I would like to ask you about two of them. So one constitutional amendment is titled Adult Personal Use of Marijuana, and this is how it reads. So it says, allows adults 21 years or older to possess, purchase, or use marijuana products and marijuana accessories for non-medical personal consumption. Smoking, ingestion. Oh, I'm sorry. Would you like me to keep going?
I would vote yes.
Oh, all right. Thank you. Vote yes. So the other constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. And this one reads, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. So would you vote yes to support this amendment or no to oppose it?
I would vote yes to support it.
All right, thank you. So over the past few years, would you say the level of crime where you live, would you say it's increased, decreased, or has it stayed about the same?
I would say it stays about the same.
All right. So now which of the following issues do you think is the most important for county leaders to focus their attention on right now? And the options are investing in housing people can afford, making health care affordable for working families, adapting to climate change and sea level rise, lowering inflation, protecting vulnerable areas from overdevelopment, reducing traffic congestion, achieving higher wages, making communities safer, building a mass transit system, or promoting trust and accountability in local governments.
All of them.
All right.
Every single one.
Understandable, but if you have to choose one, which one do you think you would choose?
Oh, God, it's so tough. I would say the climate change.
Climate change? All right.
Ultimately, that's going to be the most important.
All right, understandable. So now, which one would you say is the next most important issue, still from the same list? Would you like me to read it again, or do you remember one specifically?
Improving the traffic. So the
rapid transit system. All right. Well, there's two categories. It could be reducing traffic congestion, or it could be also building a mass transit system. So which one do you think you would choose?
Building a mass transit system.
All right. So now I'm going to read a series of descriptions of possible kind of like candidates for mayor. And for each one, if you could please tell me which candidate you would be more likely to support if this were, like, all you know about the candidates. So who would you be more likely to support? A candidate who opposes expanded rights for trans community or a candidate who supports the LGBTQ community, including trans rights?
Could you repeat that?
For sure. So which candidate would you be more likely to support? A candidate who opposes expanded rights for the trans community, or a candidate who supports the LGBTQ community, including trans rights?
One that supports the trans community.
All right. which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who opposes any new growth in Miami-Dade County until traffic congestion can be brought under control, or a candidate who supports allowing managed growth in Miami-Dade County along metro corridors to reduce traffic congestion?
I'm sorry, you broke up on the first one, so I couldn't understand it.
Oh, for sure. I'll read again. No worries. So which candidate would you be more likely to support? A candidate who opposes any new growth in Miami-Dade County until traffic congestion can be brought under control, or a candidate who supports allowing managed growth in Miami-Dade County along metro corridors to reduce traffic congestion?
That's a tough one. I would have to think about it. I would say probably one that supports, sort of...
Who supports the growth in Miami-Dade County?
No, the one that supports, controlling it.
All right, understandable. All right, thank you. So which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who opposes any bond referendum that generates new property tax revenue for the county, as enough funding exists to meet our needs, or a candidate who supports a bond referendum that generates new property tax revenue specific to park funding, new transit systems, enhanced public safety measures, and invest in cultural programming?
The first one.
The first one? All right, thank you. So which candidate would you be more likely to support? A candidate who believes the Cuban embargo must be overturned and supports the Obama engagement policies of Cuba, or a candidate who supports the embargo and opposes Obama's policies?
Being a Cuban, I would definitely go for one that tries to open up Cuba. So I would go for Obama's.
All right. The one that supports the Obama engagements?
Yes.
All right, thank you. So which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who believes the county is doing enough to address affordable housing, or a candidate who believes the county has an affordability crisis when it comes to housing and the county needs to address the crisis?
One that supports affordable housing.
All right, thank you. So now which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who believes local Miami-Dade County already collects enough taxes to address the infrastructure needs of the community, or a candidate who believes local comprehensive plans to address Miami-Dade's infrastructure is required, even if it means paying a few more dollars a year in taxes?
No, the first one, for sure.
All right, thank you. So now I'd like to read two brief statements about two candidates for a county mayor. And for this one, if you could tell me which one you would like lean towards more voting at this time. So the first one is, Daniela Levine Cava is a nonprofit and community leader in Miami-Dade County for over 30 years. Her supporters say she has led with vision, integrity, and a commitment to results by confronting the housing crisis, helping people find jobs, restoring people's trust in their government. She has upheld her promise to create good-paying jobs, invest in infrastructure, keep communities safe through the proper funding of police and fire departments, and protecting our environment. She will continue to be a fierce advocate for integrity and honesty in County Hall and change how government works from the inside. Her opponents say she is too liberal and will inject socialist policies in our county. Manny said, the statement about him says, he's a businessman and mayor of Miami Lakes, where he was elected as the town's youngest mayor. His supporters say that he is a small business owner who works in his restaurant every day. He broke the cycle of rich and powerful politicians calling the shots, while the county was raising taxes and fees on working families. He cut taxes in the Miami Lakes and built productive relationships between the city and businesses. He will make county government work for everyone, not just those with an army of lobbyists and lawyers. His opponents say that his pro-growth position as mayor will only lead to worsening congestion and higher housing prices in the county. And the last statement is, Alex Atala is a social media influencer and pro-democracy advocate. His supporters say that as a champion for democracy and human rights across Latin America, he has shown the courage and commitment we need in Miami-Dade County to root our communism and sanction those who support tyrannical regimes across our region. His opponents say that the county government is not the place to be settling political scores when the county is facing housing and affordability crisis and the impact of extreme climate change. So now that you've heard kind of like all that information, if the election for county mayor were held today and the candidates were Manny Cid, Daniela Levine Cava, or Alex Atala, for who would you vote for?
Kava.
Kava. Right. Yeah. Thank you. So now let me just read you some reasons people give for voting a candidate for county mayor. And for each one, if you could please tell me if this is either a very convincing reason you would want to vote for them, a somewhat convincing reason, or would it make, like, no effect, like, kind of no difference in you making your decision? So the first one is, housing prices are an all-time high, and residents need relief. That's why Mayor Levine invested $500 million into housing programs for renters, homeowners, and building immediate workforce housing.
And?
Would this be, like, a very convincing reason to want to vote for them? A somewhat convincing reason, or would it make no effect?
It would make no effect.
All right. Mayor Levine Cava understands the needs to maintain the same level of service residents expect for Miami-Dade County, including housing programs to tackle rising prices, a continued commitment to public safety, and building out our transit system.
It would, you know, I like her. I mean, I would support her.
All right. Would that be, like, very convincing then, or somewhat convincing?
I would say it's very convincing.
All right. Thank you. Danielle Levine Cava is committed to protecting the rights we enjoy as Americans and Floridians.
I would very much support that.
All right. Though smart budgeting and efficient use of tax dollars, Mayor Levine Cava introduced the lowest property tax rate since 1982, while maintaining service levels and making historic investments in housing.
I would support that 100%.
All right. Under Mayor Danielle Levine Cava's leadership, the department released a better bus network program to decrease wait times and increase ridership.
I'm sorry. You were cut off.
Oh, I can read again for sure. No worries. So under Mayor Danielle Levine Cava's leadership, the transit department released its Better Bus Network program to decrease wait time and increase ridership.
Okay. I go for that. That makes a difference to me.
All right. So would it be, like, very convincing, somewhat convincing, or would it make no effect?
Very convincing.
All right, thank you. And Mayor Levine Cava's historic rollback of property tax rates was necessary to give homeowners relief during a time of rapidly rising home prices and insurance costs.
Very convincing.
All right, so now that you've heard kind of a little bit more, if the election for county mayor were held today and the candidates were Alex Atala, Manny Sid, or Danielle Levine Cava, for who do you think you'd vote for?
Cava.
Cava, all right, thank you.
For sure.
All right. And if the election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today and the candidates were Republican Joe Martinez or the Democrat James Reyes, for who would you vote for?
Martinez.
Martinez, all right. And in the last presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or some other candidate?
Biden.
Biden, all right. So now we're almost done. We're 95% done with the survey, so there's only a few more questions left, but I do want to thank you so much for your time this far. So do you have any children under the age of 18 living in your home?
No.
All right. And what is the last grade of education you have completed in school?
Master's.
Master's? Wow, congratulations. All right. Would you mind sharing your religion?
I'm an atheist.
Atheist, all right. All right, atheist. All right, thank you. So, well, this will conclude our survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a very good rest of your day.
Okay, you too.
All right, thank you so much. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.